Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live 2 for Tuesday. Looking forward to connecting and collaborating with you here on a beautiful last Tuesday of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. Welcome, everyone. I will let the Facebook Live populate and move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Aaron, blessings to all. Welcome. Jesse Morin Thompson, good afternoon. How are you, Jesse? Good to connect with you. Gerardo, my rock star homeboy. How are you, Gerardo? Haley Turner. Haley, how are you? Looking forward to coaching you this Wednesday. That is tomorrow. Haley, and thank you for showing up on Clubhouse Live. Aaron and I were honored to have you there. It's always good to have great people. Tracy Williford, how are you, Tracy? Tracy, I have so much content to share with you. Cannot wait to share. Everyone say hello to Mr. Ron Ziegler. Everyone give a little prayer for Ron. Ron has been having some health challenges, and he has been absolutely vigilant as he is healing himself in recovery. And I do see Brenda. How are you, Brenda? Good afternoon to you, my superstar real estate professional, and Mr. Michael Watkins. Would everyone give Michael Watkins a wave? Michael is a firearms instructor in Georgia, has his own business. And Michael is a man of blue who served our country for 20 years. So let's give Michael a hand. Michael served us in New York and in Georgia. So everyone give Michael a hand. That's Mr. Michael Watkins. I have the privilege of coaching his daughter, Anne Marie, who's an exceptional 20 or an 18-year-old young woman on her way to her freshman year of college. His exceptional wife, Susie Watkins, and Susie's sister, Danielle O'Connor, and they're on these calls and Facebook Lives frequently, so give Michael a hand. Michael says, I'm humbled, but I want to see a show of hands for Mr. Michael Watkins. Also, Michael is a private firearms inspector. Now, I'm going to go out here on the edge. Michael hasn't even done this yet, but he will do this because I'm going to teach him how. Michael can give you private lessons. Michael and I haven't figured out how we're going to do this, how we can do it over the telephone. But if you, Michael, let them know how they can reach you. Michael is definitely a first-class human being. He's building his own firearms, his own range where he can teach people firearm safety. Mr. Josh Morin has joined us. He is in the house. Josh is one of those exceptional young men. My energy went up. Josh is one of the exceptional young men I've ever had the privilege of coaching. His transformation is inspiring. And Rhonda Parker, Rhonda, my cowgirl from Missouri. Rhonda, beautiful smile to my face. Michael has posted his website, trainfor.com. So once again, Michael is a firearms inspector and firearms professional who's very, very skilled. Josh, look up Michael Watkins. Michael is a firearms professional. He has his own range in Georgia. Michael Watkins, say hello to Josh Morin. Say hello to Josh's sister, Jessie. Everyone, welcome everyone. Who else do we have here? Otman George, good to see you. I met George in Chicago a couple of years ago. Welcome. So let's move into the inspirational portion. I love to promote my clients. Oh my God, I see Alicia Sidoris on here. I'm going to do a little promotion here. If you're looking for real estate in the East Coast, in the Northeast region, Brenda Paradise. Brenda is a real estate professional in New Hampshire. If you're looking for Reiki, I highly recommend Valerie Hoganson and Alicia Sidoris. Look up Alicia. Alicia has been my client many, many years. If you're looking for top tier personal training, I mean TT, top tier, go to Josh Morin. Josh also is a mastermind on Wednesdays. Aaron Knight, I'm very, very proud to announce that Aaron Knight is now doing meditation coaching. He does one-on-one meditation coaching. This is really unique, and I highly recommend, and Aaron is in receive mode. Aaron is a very skilled receiver, and he can definitely deliver. If you're looking for top-tier home builder, I mean like off-the-charts home building, I mean custom home building, Mr. Ryan Andra is on our call today. Look up Ryan. Ryan is a Montana native. He lives in Utah. He's a custom home builder and a first-class human being. Ryan, let them know how to get a hold of you. Brenda, let them know how to get a hold of you. Brenda is a real estate professional in New Hampshire. Jesse Morin, Jesse, let them know what you do. Jesse Morin's brother, Bryce, is crushing it in the Portland area in real estate. So I want to make sure all of you promote me. I want to make sure I promote you. Gerardo, good to see you. I've known Gerardo for so many years. Gerardo hired me back in 2007. I have so many stories about Gerardo. Gerardo has traveled the United States following me in a van with some of his teammates to see me speak back in the 2009s and 10s. And Rhonda, so nice to hear you speak in your team call yesterday. Oh, yes, Rhonda, thank you. That is awesome. So let's move into the inspirational portion of today's call. I want to also make sure you understand, Aaron Knight can really, really assist you with letting go, as I have. Aaron's one of my top let go students. As Josh is one of my top let go students. And I highly, highly recommend them. And Gerardo would be one of my top all-time students of people who have seen me speak. Gerardo's in the Joe DiBianco league of seeing me speak well over 50 times. So let's move into inspiration. I-N-S-P-I-R-A-T-I-O-N. I also see another real estate professional, Mr. Mike Green, who lives in God's country in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Mike can definitely cowboy up. And if you're looking for real estate in the Spokane or the Montana area, like that area, I highly recommend. Tracy Calvert has joined us. Tracy, if you look up the word class, C-L-A-S-S, that is Tracy. Tracy brings class to our call. Mr. Ted Hanick, who's a sabotage coach, is on this today's Clubhouse Live. He specializes in sabotage. I am Ted's coach. Ted is a first-class human being and a patriot. And there's just so many of you on this Facebook Live. So I am committed in July. That's just around the corner. I promise I will start the process of going out and booking a speaking schedule. I'll speak 5 or 6 times, and I'll put together at least 1 breakthroughs, possibly 2, and a protege writers speakers workshop. So I will put that together ASAP. So, and Ted says much love. Thank you, Ted. Ted was on my live yesterday, the Zoom that I did with Brittany Cara. Brittany is such an exceptional woman. It's just so honored to be here with all of you today. So let's look at this. Today's topic, why I do what I do. So why you do what you do is a culmination of the events that have shaped your feelings. Now, those of you who are in the let go process, Mark Weber, good to see you. Love you, Mark. So those of you who are in this let go process that are starting to understand that letting go is a skill and you're living it. So I could go down the list here of those of you I've coached. So many of you are starting to, I've been teaching you letting go and you're teaching others letting go. And that's why your downlines and teams are growing. Kate Grace is a let go expert. She hosts a let go group. I highly endorse Kate. I'm going to be speaking to Kate about seeing if she'll even consider being a let go coach, because she definitely understands the context. But Kate is a sales professional as well. She's a closer. So understand that. So now what happens, why you do what you do. Now this is very important that you understand in objectivity, in rigorous honesty, that you understand why you do what you do. Now not many people have the courage to really look at why they do what they do, because they're in anxiety, they're in fear, and they're doubt. Sam Nicholson, my brother, good to see you, Sam. Love you, Sam. Good to see you, my brother. Give me a fist five, Sam. Sam's seen me speak many times in the East Coast. So why you do what you do, it's important you understand that so that you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So when I started to break through in my early 30s, I started to read Louise Hay. Now, this was groundbreaking content in 1988, 1989. In Louise Hay's book, I looked up the word asthma because I was born with asthma, and it said child that does not want to be here. Child that doesn't want to be here. Now, what did that actually mean? Well, it means my parents were a certain age when I was born, and for whatever the reason, that happened, and I was born with asthma. My brother was born with eczema. I looked that up in Louise Hay's book, and I started to have a much better understanding of what it meant. Brianna Bragg has joined us. Brianna lives in Paradise in Tulum, Mexico. She is also a yoga professional. Look her up. Brianna, post your website here. Because there are a lot of skilled professional healers on this Facebook Live today. I mean, some really, really skilled healers. People who understand the depth of mind-body connections. And there are some people really here who can assist you with meditation, with yoga, with Reiki, with a lot of skills that you can start to learn so you can heal yourself. I recently muscle tested, did a muscle testing, and I have healed my prostate 90% by letting go and drinking a certain tea that has really assisted me to let go of some of those pissed off feelings that I've held on to. So why I do what I do? So in looking at myself, I started to look at anger, resentment, because these are some of the feelings I held on to. And Alicia Marie Sidoris is here today. She's a Reiki expert. I highly endorse her and Valerie Hogenson, because these are also women that can really assist you with balancing the chakras in your body. The chakras are the energy sources in your body. There are seven of them. Here's where number one is. Two is here. Three is here. Four is here. Five, six, and seven is at the bottom of your groin. Ideally, we want those energy centers to go clockwise. However, when you're out of alignment with yourself and others, either 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7 will go like this. They'll go counterclockwise. And so that's the contradiction that leads to doubt. So if you have 3 chakras going clockwise and 4 going counterclockwise, that's the doubt you'll be in. And when you start to be in alignment, so this is like when you go to the chiropractor and you have a really skilled chiropractor who assists you with your cervical spine, your thoracic spine, and your lower lumbar, and you leave that office feeling, oh my God. Well, you can also learn to heal yourself on your own. So as you learn to heal yourself on your own, and Tony Kosmiski also recommends Valerie Hogan's. And thank you, Tony. Good to see you on today's call. So as you start to be in alignment, now you don't have to go to a chiropractor to do it, although chiropractic adjustments can be very liberating. I could have been a very skilled chiropractor. I can actually adjust. I mean, I'm not in practice, but I'm very skilled at adjusting. I know Nuka, Gonseth. I know a lot of the techniques that chiropractors have been trained on, and I have that affinity with the body and understanding how to move a vertebrae so it's in alignment. And that crack you hear, that's nitrogen. That isn't like a bone cracking. That is alignment. And that high you get from that alignment where you go, ah. Well, that's a cardio cocktail. That means that you're back in alignment. And so the body gives off a release of nitrogen. Ah, that's what feels so good about a chiropractic adjustment. You go in there with a stiff neck and a headache, and you leave and you feel like, oh my God, it's because your neck was off a 16th, a 32nd, or 64%, and now you're back in alignment. When you're out of alignment, and you don't know why you do what you do, that means you're in a set of repressed feelings or suppressed feelings. So this is what a repressed feeling is. A repressed feeling is this right here. This is the feelings that you don't remember. These are the feelings that you forgot. These are the feelings you hold on to, and then you say, I don't remember my childhood. I don't remember what happened to me. My whole life is a blur. Well, that's not true, because when I ask you where you went to third grade, and you go, George Washington Elementary School, and I go, what town was that? And you go, Decatur, Illinois. Well, your whole life wasn't a blur. You do have a memory. But what you repress are the feelings that you're ashamed of and the events you're ashamed of. And so you don't know why you do situations, because now you're doing them unconsciously. The suppressed feelings, this is the other hand. The suppressed feelings are the ones that you sabotage yourself on. Those are the ones that you run up to the starting line and you go, you have leads on your desk and you're going to call them, but then you all of a sudden you're over at the refrigerator and you're making a shake, or you're drinking collagen, or you're having a green tea, or you're doing a situation like this, and you're not addressing the cause that creates the effect. Susan Dampier is on today's Facebook Live, and she is someone I highly endorse, as I do many of you. Susan is a mother of 6, an exceptional woman, and I just love coaching Susan, as I do Tracy. Tracy is interesting. You're right under Susan on my screen. There's no accident. That is just so poetic. That is all alignment. And it's just so good to see so many of you here on today's Facebook Live, because what we're really covering is why I do what I do. If you don't know why you do what you do, then you'll continue to do it unconsciously. And that's called auto-suggestion. So there's an auto-suggestion that happens in anxiety, fear, and doubt, and there's an auto-suggestion that happens in consciousness. In consciousness, you automatically let go. In anxiety, fear, and doubt, you automatically hold on. In consciousness, you automatically don't get in conflict, because you realize that the pleasure isn't worth the pain. In anxiety, fear, and doubt, you automatically go into anxiety, fear, and doubt, because there's a payoff. In consciousness, you no longer seek the payoff, because you realize the pleasure isn't worth the pain. in anxiety, fear, and doubt, you relapse because you want to feel that neurochemical craving. You want to hit that rock bottom so you can make that climb back up to the top. That's the cardio cocktail. That's the start and finish. And that's what so many people do, is they approach success and they run away from it because they fear rejection. They fear failing. They fear succeeding. They fear responsibility. And all it is a story. And so a story comes from meaning. And when you let go of the meaning you give to the events that shaped your feelings. So if you were held back in third grade and you say, I'm dumb, or someone called you stupid, or you were labeled as a slow learner, and you have challenges taking tests because of the anxiety you have about taking a test, well, that taking a test is going to show up in other places. And then when you stuff your feelings based on these feelings that you've given meaning to, the key to letting go is changing the meaning. Once you change the meaning, it doesn't mean what it meant. So that when you start to understand that, this is a revelation, this is a breakthrough, this is a quantum leap. This is where the sum becomes greater than the whole of its parts. And as you begin to change the meaning of the power of events that you give to it, especially when it comes to not being good enough, when you've been conditioned to not be good enough and you believe it, then you believe you're not worthy. You believe you don't deserve it. Then it shows up in the men you date, the men you attract, the women you date, the women you attract, the teammates, the managers, the employers, the bosses. You attract people who will violate you, who will take advantage of you. Now, Tracy just said it. She said zero attachment. That means not attached to the outcome. That non-attachment becomes an empowering set of feelings because it means no one can disappoint you. You're not giving anyone power to put you in a position to be in conflict, to feel rejected, to feel abandoned. Joe says, I'm a recovering bad test taker. It's that simple. That means that's performance anxiety. Joe could hit a curveball as a 17-year-old, but whatever meaning he gave to taking a test, he would put undue pressure on himself and get a C- when he was an A student. That's what that means. Is that you perform to a set of standards that you're operating in to not upset people, to not show them up, to not make them look bad. And that's what many people do, is they hold themselves back because of the story they tell themselves about what other people are going to think of them. And so when I ask people, who are these people? Hardly anyone even knows who these people are. And when you start to let go of the meaning, then you have a better understanding of why you do what you do. So why you do what you do is a cause, and what you do is the effect. The why is the cause, the what is the effect. So when you start to understand how a series of events shape your feelings, and you change the meaning of those events, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. I grew up with a lot of abandonment issues. I wasn't rejected. I felt abandoned. I grew up on a farm. I lived on a farm for 18 years. I never lived in a town except for one summer. I lived in a town one summer in Columbia, Missouri. It was the summer of my life. I was 12 years old. I lived in a college town. I played Little League Baseball with Leo Lewis. Leo Lewis played 10 years in the National Football League. I played with several people that went on to be top-tier sports and athletes. So once again, if you don't understand why you do what you do, you'll continue to recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill the same set of feelings. Letting go means you're letting go of the cause that creates the effect that keeps you doing the same thing over and over. Now, this isn't difficult. It's new. And as you begin to understand why, those are the events, and then you let go. So letting go is a separation from a feeling and an event. And this isn't difficult. It's easy once you do it. So if you had a child out of wedlock, or you had a child at a young age, or if you dropped out of college, or any multitude of situations that you still give meaning to, that meaning means you're not good enough and that you're silently suffering. You don't want people to know your secret. And those secrets that keep you sick keep you in denial. And this is the situation that so many people hold on to. Kate just posted it. This isn't difficult. It's new. That's correct. So if it's hard and you use the word hard, then you become a hardaholic. And hardaholics recreate the same situation over and over to fulfill the same feelings. HARD-AHOLIC, hard aholic. And when you're no longer a noble struggler, you won't sabotage yourself. Now the word sabotage, Ted is a sabotage coach. Now the word sabotage comes from a group of people in France called the Sabots, S-A-B-O-T-S. And it's my understanding that they stomped out their grain to protest a tax and then starved to death, hence the term sabotage. And that's what many people do, is they sabotage their success, they sabotage their relationships to fulfill a set of feelings that keep them not feeling good enough. Now, why do you do this? Well, you're going to do this because there were people who criticized you, beat you, traumatized you, violated you, molested you, sexually abused you, used guilt to control you, a multitude of situations to keep you in that state of unconsciousness. Josh says, my shame as an addict kept me under-earning, underachieving, attracting weak women, and sabotaged my own success. So that's rigorous honesty. That's why you do what you do. Now, in coaching Josh, I assist him to really understand what are the events that led to these situations. When you understand why you do what you do, you're not the mind-body connection. I do this because of that. And because of this and that, I no longer have to do that anymore. I can be me and I can be free. And people go, is it that simple? I go, yes, it is. It really can be that simple. You really can let go right here today. Silent suffering is not noble. Silent suffering is suffering, and it sucks the life out of you. It attracts spiritual and emotional vampires, people who gaslight and ghost you, people who take advantage of you. And then as a suffering people pleaser, you over-obligate and enable others to fulfill your neurochemical craving that keeps you feeling less than and disappointed. I know it sounds exhausting, isn't it? So if it's that exhausting, why do it? And that's the reason you do it, because there's a payoff. And you understand I actually derive a benefit. Even though it's not an inspiring benefit, the benefit you derive is you get to avoid success, you get to avoid responsibility, and it keeps you in the same little box over and over, and you don't ever have to live your potential. And that's what many people do. They die the pain of regret. They tiptoe quietly through life, arrive at their grave safely. They die the greatest pain, the pain of regret. As you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, if you were adopted, if you were taken into a family, any multitude of situations, if you were compared to your brothers and sisters, if this happened, if people singled you out like this, any multitude of situations, and you have a better understanding of why you do what you do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. I mean, it becomes academic because you start to let go. It isn't worth the energy. It isn't worth struggling. And it's not that difficult to let go. Letting go is a skill set. And as you learn it, you learn it one day at a time. It's a reflex. It's a repetition and it's experience. It's a practice. It's a breath cycle. It's you catch yourself in an overwhelmed state. You're no longer in conflict. You don't feel less than. You don't feel overwhelmed. You don't sit behind the microphone or sit behind the Zoom call going, oh God, I hope they don't call on me. Or you're not sitting in the front row in so much anxiety that you're sweating in your arms and sweating your temples, praying that you don't get called on, so you get called on to embarrass yourself as you begin to, and then you go, I knew this would happen to me. Well, of course it does. You created the very same situation to fulfill the feeling. That's why you do what you do. The body will recreate, the body that runs the brain. See, when the body runs the brain, it means it's unconscious. But when the body and the brain are connected, that's alignment. So when you're out of alignment with yourself, it means that you're using your left brain and your body to stay in anxiety, fear, and doubt. It means you're not accessing your entire brain. You're completely out of your right brain, which is your limbic brain. It's not even on the right side of your brain. It's behind your head right here. And it's a smaller part of your brain. The largest part of the brain is called the left brain. That's the analytical brain. That's the intelligent brain. But the intuitive brain is back here. And back there is also what connects to the vagus nerve, which is connected to your gut, hence the term gut feeling. Many people are cut off from that gut feeling and they only use their left brain, because in their left brain, then they validate, justify, explain, process, think, go over and over and over, get ready to get ready, study, learn knowledge, but they don't ever put it into application. So application or knowledge without application is a wish. It doesn't happen. Knowledge without application is a wish. I wrote that many years ago. And the more you understand, once again, why you do what you do, you can. So there's a timeline, a chronology. There's a series of events that happened that shaped your beliefs and feeling. So Rhonda said overwhelmed. So why are so many people overwhelmed? Because, I'll give you a generality, because how you grew up was overwhelming. How you grew up was unpredictable. There was a lot of unpredictability in the household you grew up in. So as you're walking home, you're worried about what's going to happen. When you hear that door open and you know it's your father who's been at the tavern, the bar, at happy hour, and he's going to come home and smash the windows, or he's going to smash the pictures, or he's going to come home and you're sitting at the dinner table and you're getting criticized for what you do eat, what you don't eat, and you're told to eat this and eat that. Well, you become a food addict because of how much anxiety you have around food. You either become a food addict to eating food, or you become a food addict to not eating food. Hence the feeling bulimia and anorexia. And then if food's given as a reward, it's pizza night. Oh my God, if you're good all week, you get pizza. So then food becomes a reward. Happy hour. I mean, just look at the term, happy hour. I mean, what does that mean? At 5 o'clock, the bell goes off and it's vodka time, it's martini time, it's gin time, it's vodka time. Or it's a double scotch on the rocks time. It's happy hour. I deserve it. And so the brain that wants a reward goes, oh my God, it's been a tough day. I deserve it. I deserve a couple of red wines. I deserve a little scotch. It's a cheat day. It's cheat time. It's happy hour. The bell has gone off. I've been good. I've white knuckled it all day. So I'm going to stand in front of the cupboard and I'm going to make a look. I'm going to look around. I'm going to tear open a Hostess pie that I've hidden back here. I'm going to tear the wrapper off. I'm going to chug that Hostess pie. I'm going to squeeze the wrapper up. I'm going to put it in the bottom of the trash where no one can find it. Now, why do you do that? I mean, why do you do that? So once again, this is when you start to understand that why you do it to stuff your feelings. You do it to think you're getting away with something. You do it to white knuckle through the whole fucking day so you can get to 10 o'clock and then you can chug that Mountain Dew, that Coca-Cola, that cherry pie, that shot of vodka that you've hid all day. See, that's, you do that to take the edge off. Yes, Tracy, 5 o'clock used to be my reward time also. So 635 days sober today. Let's give Tracy a hand. 635 days sober. What if instead every hour could be happier, or you're happy to be in this hour? That's true. That's changing the perception of happy hour, where every hour is a good hour. Most happy hours are connected to alcohol, so there's a meaning associated with it, and that's what Brianna is saying. So if you change the meaning, I do want to endorse Brianna Bragg. Brianna Bragg is a skilled marketer. She's very skilled at branding, but she also is very skilled at yoga, and she lives in Tulum, Mexico. Tulum, Mexico is where the pyramids of Mexico are of the Mayans, so you definitely want to look up where that is. Haley says every relapse started with a celebratory drink. That was me too. It was 5 o'clock somewhere. That was an Alan Jackson song, so if you do remember that. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. I want to thank all of you for being on today's Facebook Live. It is 1:28. It is almost 1:30 this afternoon. I'm going to go produce. I have a half hour to produce here, and then I'm going to go back to coaching. I'll be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank all of you for being on today's Facebook Live. Love all of you. Have a great afternoon. Rhonda, so good to see you this afternoon. If you would like to rehire me to be your coach, or you'd like a free 20-minute coaching session, feel free to reach out to me. I would be honored to offer that to you. Jenny, good to see you. I had the privilege of collaborating with Jenny this morning. So thank you everyone for being here. I'm going to go ahead and run off, dash. I'm going to run down the street and take a few pictures of my project as the project is escalating. Have a great afternoon, everyone.